אנחנו קוראים בספר כתבי בעל הסולם.
We are reading the book of Baal HaSulam. Preface to the Wisdom of Kabbalah.
פתיחה לחוכמת הקבלה. אות
פתיחה. Preface to the Wisdom of Kabbalah. Item 42.
אות מ"ב.
Item 42.
הטעם של
יהודים. Thoroughly clarifies the reason for the decline of the levels, one below the other, during the cascading of the parts of Fim from one another. It is because the clash of surrounding light and inner light applied in each part Suf always eliminates the last phase of the record of coarseness that is there. Yet we should know that there are two discernments in the records that remain in the screen after its refinement. The first is called the Reshimo, the record of coarseness, and the second is called the record of clothing. For instance, once the screen of the goof of the first partsuf in Ak has been refined, we said that the last phase of the record of coarseness, the record of phase 4, was lost, and all that remained in the screen was the record of coarseness of phase 3. However, the record of phase 4 contains two phases, as we have said, clothing and coarseness. Only the record of coarseness of phase 4 was eliminated from the screen by the refinement. But the record of clothing of phase 4 remained in that screen and was not eliminated from it. A record of clothing refers to a very subtle phase from the record of phase 4, which does not contain sufficient coarseness for a coupling by striking with the upper light. This Reshimo record remains from the last phase in each partsuf during its refinement. And our saying that the last phase is eliminated from each partsuf during its refinement refers only to the record of coarseness in it.
Shelot.
Questions? I think it's clear to everyone. Yes.
What is
the information in the Reshimo of clothing? What is the information in the Reshimo of Hitlabshut, clothing and coarseness?
In the beginning, there was Dalit Dalit, the Reshimo of clothing and the Reshimo of coarseness, and then through the reception of light in order to bestow, so those Reshimot, those records, change. From Dalit Dalit, it becomes Dalit Gimel, and then Gimel Bet, etc.
But what is within one of the Reshimot, the records? What does it give, for example, to the screen to work with this or that Reshimot?
Aviyut.
In the beginning we have Aviyut, coarseness, which is the will to receive, that is in the created being. And we have the upper light that fills the created being according to its desire. So we have these two parameters, aviyut, coarseness, and itlabshut, clothing. And they need to be adapted to one another. Therefore, it turns out to us that in each vessel, in each partzuf, in each level, wherever Aviyut and Itlabshut meet, they need to be measured up against one another. And the Masach, the screen, connects them and brings them to a mutual result. Turns out that we start from the biggest desire in Bchina Dalet, in phase 4, then 3, 2, 1, and root, in Aviyut, in coarseness, and then in lights that also progress from root, shoresh, 1, 2, 3, 4. What do you want to know from that?
When the screen wants to work with the reshimot, with the records, what is the discernments of the light and the discernments of the vessel give to it?
The screen, through the record, starts connecting with its coarseness to adapt itself to the light that can fill it.
And
then it turns out that these two things, light and desire, start entering into this equivalence between them. And then the light enters the desire. Yes.
Rav, the clothing, this information that was asked about the clothing, is the memory of the action of the light from the previous action? What does it give to the vessel from the side of work, that it has both the coarseness and whatever was beforehand? How does it advance it?
He explains that you enter into a restaurant, you don't know what to order, but you know that you have a certain desire, and against that you have certain flavors that you prefer, and accordingly you choose.
You
don't understand that you need to be equipped with these two data points of data, that the flavor, the light, and the chisaron, the deficiency. Ask if you want.
Yes, from the place of deficiency, it's very clear. The vessel, according to its coarseness, is very clear. This is how we call each degree. But us mentioning the clothing, the screen working with the clothing, what is the work? What is the combination of them together?
We need the screen here in order to reach equivalence between the will to receive and the light. Because the will to receive without the screen is opposite to the light, and thus the light does not reveal it, does not dress in it. And then they have no connection between them. In order for there to be connection between the will to receive and the light, which is entirely bestowal, so there needs to be something in between. This connector is the masach, the screen. Well, ask. I see that we exchange a few words and there's already a revolution.
The reshimot, the clothing, of clothing, how does it advance us in the level of work?
The record of clothing explains to us what's the light that fills us. What dresses in the kli, in the vessel?
Allah.
Next. There is nothing. So, move on.
Item 43. The remainder of the records of clothing from the last phase that remained in each screen prompted the emergence of two levels, male and female. in the Roshim, heads of all the parts of Fim, beginning in Ab of Ak, Sag of Ak, Ma, and Bon of Ak, and in all the Partsufim of Atzilut. This is so because in Partsuf Ab of Ak, where there is only a record of coarseness of phase 3 in the screen, which elicits 10 sefirot at the level of Chokhmah, the record of clothing from phase 4, which remained there in the screen, is unfit for coupling with the upper light, due to its refinement. Yet, it is incorporated with the coarseness of phase 3 and becomes one record. At that time, the record of clothing acquires the strength for coupling with the upper light. For this reason, the coupling by striking with the upper light emerged on her, eliciting 10 sefirot at nearly the level of Keter. This is so because she had a clothing of phase 4. This incorporation is called the incorporation of the male in the of the female in the male, since the record of coarseness from phase 3 is called female, as it carries the coarseness, and the record of clothing of phase 4 is called male, as it comes from a higher place, and because it is refined from coarseness. Thus, although the record of the male is insufficient for a coupling by striking in itself, it becomes fit for a coupling by striking through the incorporation of the female in it.
Any questions? Yes.
Rav, it is not clear why the incorporation of coarseness of phase 4 in the coarseness of phase 3, which is a smaller coarseness, why does it cause the male, which is called the Reshimo, the record of phase 4? It doesn't make sense. The coarseness of phase 3 is smaller.
What does it mean, smaller? It acts. It's the record of coarseness. The record of clothing has no force. But as much as it connects with the record of coarseness, then it can act.
But how can it be that the Reshimo, the record of phase 4, which is the greatest coarseness?
Yes, but it has no forces. It has desire, but it has no forces. There is no screen. There's nothing by which to pay.
So now it includes in the coarseness of phase 3.
Yes, and it acts no more than phase 3.
And this is all the vessel, as far as it's concerned. This is why it's called whole.
Yes.
Okay, so now another question. In Partsuf, Aleph, the refinement of the Partsuf is because of the surrounding light that presses on it. This is the surrounding light of Ein Sof.
There's no such thing. In general, the surrounding light is what remains in the vessel from the previous action.
But here, the partsuf aleph is aviyut, the coarseness of phase 4 and clothing 4.
The first partsuf is the coarseness of root. And with that, it works.
What is the surrounding light of the first partsuf?
It has no surrounding light. You could call it the light of Ein Sof. But it's not that it was in the vessel, but it exists when it is ready to dress in the vessels.
So what is the difference that has that was made for the refinement of the first Pertsuf? Of course.
What can I tell you? In every Partsuf you have inner light and surrounding light, which are against one another. And their opposition is that is determined through the Partsuf. In the first Partsuf, you had the light of Ensof, which was as surrounding light, and in or inner light after the coupling when striking, so it had the chinah of nefesh. Afterwards, ruach neshama haya yechida. And what do you ask about that? I don't know.
I'm just trying to clarify the matter because the surrounding light is the one that's pressing on the refinement of the screen. Maybe I'm asking how to activate this surrounding light, how to help it, how to activate it.
You activate it through the rest of the parts of him. As much as the parts of him are born more and more and more, they request through their previous parts of him to Ensof to bring them lights. And through that, the lights always reveal in higher and higher parts of him through the work of the lower ones.
Ken.
Yes.
Rav, he mentions here the coupling that is close to level of Keter.
The coupling in closeness is the one that has a record of dressing.
We're in the process. Does it happen?
Dalet Gimel.
We're in Pertsuf Ab, Dalet Gimel.
What is Dalet?
Itlapshut.
Lo Shalem.
Lo Shalem.
Lachen ze.
Uzikaron mea.
Lachen ze.
It is a memory of.
Incomplete. Therefore, it's called a coupling in closeness at the level of Keter.
Meaning on Ab, the main coupling is on phase 3, and he makes a coupling by phase 4.
It has a small illumination in Dalet because it has the Dalet of Itlabshut, of clothing. It has this addition of feeling of what's above it. Both this and that. Each and every record is something very important because according to the records, the parts of him continue the results to the results of their development.
הזיווג בקירוב הזה זה כמו מבחינת מעבר בין ג' לד' כזה?
כן, גם כן.
Yes, also.
זהו. No.
Is that all? Yes.
בשביל שיהיה קשר עם העליון, צריך
In order to have a connection with the upper, the pleasure needs to be clarified. What pleasure I get and what desire I use?
מה זה קשר עם העליון?
What's connection with the upper one?
As we read it now, it's coupling by striking. It's the connection with the upper. So you have the reshimo, the records of the light and the vessel.
Yes, and?
So it's something that needs to be clarified in order to have a connection with the upper, the pleasure that I had, and what desire needs to be clarified completely, yes?
Yes, but you have all the records in that. You have that data.
I lost it.
What did you lose? In the refinement of the screen? No, you built the next partsuf in that. And in the next partsuf, you have a part of the higher partsuf. Good. Next.
Ken.
Yes.
Rav, a friend is asking, when the coarseness is greater than the clothing, is in order to receive, and when the clothing is greater than the coarseness, is in order to bestow?
No.
That's completely wrong. There's no place for even that question. Is that all?
Gilad.
That's enough. Gilad. Let's continue.
Item 44. Subsequently, there is incorporation of the male and the female. Two. This means that the record of clothing is incorporated with the record of coarseness. This produces a coupling by striking only at the level of the female, the level of phase 3, which is the level of Chokhmah, called Havaya of Ab. The upper coupling, when the female is incorporated in the male, is considered the level of the male, which is nearly the level of Keter. And the lower coupling, when the male is incorporated in the female, is considered the level of female, the female level, which is only the level of Chokhmah. Yet, the coarseness in the male level does not come from himself, but by means of incorporation with the female. And although it suffices to elicit the level of ten sefirot from below upwards, called Rosh, this level still cannot expand from above downward in the form of a guf, which would mean clothing of lights in the vessels. This is so because a coupling by striking on a coarseness that comes from the incorporation is insufficient to expand into vessels. Hence, the male level contains only a phase of Rosh, without a guf. The guf of the partsuf extends only from the female level, which has her own coarseness. For this reason, we name the partsuf only after the female level, meaning partsuf ab. This is so because the core of the partsuf is its guf, the clothing of the lights in the vessels, and it emerges only from the female level. As we have explained, this is why the partsuf is named after her.
Is that clear? It's okay.
Again.
Yes.
Rav, what is the difference that when we say that the upper light strikes the screen of Rosh, and the difference between the level of male and female? It is as if... What is the difference between us saying that the upper light strikes the screen of Rosh, and then there is
the upper light that strikes the screen that is positioned at the peh of Rosh, which wants to enter the will to receive in the partsuf? That's on one hand. And what's its connection to what?
That there is incorporation between the level of male and female, what he described in this item. I will tell you why I'm asking, because here in this item we see that the forms of bestowal and forms of coarseness of the vessels are there is a coupling between them, and we don't know what is the role of the light in these actions. How do we know what does the light do and what?
I don't understand you. I don't even understand your question.
Why did he switch to speaking in terms of male and female? You know, the light that is striking in the screen, what we learned so far. Why did he switch to describing the terms in terms of male and female?
He needs to explain these things. He needs to do it. From the beginning, you have, from the start of creation, male and female, light and vessel. Aviyut, coarseness, is female, and light, bestowal, is male, and reception is female.
So the previous form can be called light.
Form of bestowal, you could always call it light.
Okay, thank you.
Nu, Niv.
Well, Niv.
Maybe to continue Eyal's question. Is light, because we always say that the coupling takes place from Ein Sof to the place of the new Patsuf. Where do we see it in the process? Because it apparently seems as if from Ak it went through to Dalet Dalet, Dalet Dalet refines, and then that becomes the next Patsuf, and then it's as if and it eats, let's say in quotation marks, the previous partsuf, and the previous partsuf remains. Where is the renewal here, where the light makes this coupling on the partsuf, which makes a new partsuf, etc.?
But this is the light of Ein Sof towards it. This is called the light of Ein Sof because it does not limit it. It does not see any limit. Its screen is the phase 3. And the light that is revealed towards the screen, it is called the light of Ein Sof, for Ab.
So how can we correctly depict the system, which is, it did one coupling in Ak, which just keeps diminishing, or each time anew there's this coupling on the lower partsuf, even though it's lower, from Ein Sof? Are they always new couplings, or is it a coupling that keeps continuing and that's enough for the end, for the whole stemming down?
No, there has to be Ein Sof, endless amount of coupling, thousands.
But is it each time from Ein Sof?
No, Ein Sof means that it cannot be attained. This is called Ein Sof. To this light, Ein Sof is because there is no screen to limit it, to measure it. This is why it is called Ein Sof. Okay.
Is it possible to say with simple words that the record of clothing is the life experience, and the record of aviyut, the record of coarseness, is the new coarseness that it reveals?
Yes.
What characterizes, or what's the difference between male and female and female and male? What's the main essential difference between them?
According to what do we calculate? According to whose desire? Whose ability? Either according to the male or according to the female. According to the force of the screen, or the light, the pleasure that comes from it.
But Is it not a connection between those data points, the Rishimov Aviyut, the Rishimov Itlaibshut? What comes first?
There is a difference. Who determines? There is a difference between who determines whether the male or the female.
Ken.
The upper zivug that incorporates in male is called the level of male, which is called the keter of closeness. What can Ab take, which it would leave, it's as if it needs to make a rosh. How can he understand to take something? Because it goes to Lensof.
It is not a sof, it goes to Golgotha. These are the Rishimot, the records that come from Golgotha.
So it takes from the record of what it had in Keter, right?
Yes. Okay. Let's go. Wait.
I need
to continue that question. It seems as if female incorporates in male, and when that happens, you have the zivug on the level of Keter, but then when male incorporates in female, so the zivug remains at the level of Gimel, phase 3. So what comes out in the system when you have that incorporation of male in female?
What does it mean that there is an inclusion of the male and the female?
Female and male, so we see that we rise from below upward, that there's this direction and memory of where to rise.
Addition.
עדיין יוצא אותו זיווג
כמו ש... in the male and the female
according to what's written here that is a coupling here so
no rather now he goes according to the aviyut the coarseness according to the
so what does phase 4 do here what do you need this clothing for in this specific coupling in this specific zivug
I'm going to find words now. Once you go according to the male, once according to the female, and you have differences between this and that, that in these differences, that in these differences you measure how much each weighs opposed to the other, in comparison to the other. How important is the female to you as opposed to the male, and how much important is the male to you as opposed to the female? And then when you finish this calculation, it is clear to you what you have in your hand, that in the inclusion of the female in the male, you have a vessel, and in the including of the male in the female, you have light. And this is how you continue. And you have this in all of your degrees.
You say that the coupling on Gimel, phase 3 of the female, it receives this ability that it incorporates in Dalet. In phase 4, just like we always say, that there are these two things in order to discover the gap between them.
Without this, it cannot be inclusion of the female in the male without the male including in the female.
Okay, thanks.
No.
That's it? Okay.
Can we say that the system learns from mistakes?
There are no mistakes. Here, the upper light that wants to enter the will to receive enters the will to receive gradually, and in each degree it builds for itself a vessel.
Yes, but as we learn with the host that we always feel that I took too much and now I need to return it. It's as if I learned from my previous mistake.
Why were we wrong?
Because I took too much.
If it's too much, then there would be breakage.
So why is there the refinement of the screen?
Because you were not able to stand the state that was beforehand, and based on your decision, you are refined.
Can I ask something a little bit beyond that?
Let's say you come to the register, and you're told that this costs so-and-so, and you see that you have less money. So you get out of it. You don't break. You agree with the bill, with the calculation, and agree with the outcome.
How from this thing comes emotion, a feeling?
And this we'll talk about, not now. Emotion. That. Okay. Where are we, Gilad?
Item 45.
Wait, we have a last part of the lesson.
Yes, peace in the world.
Peace in the world. So, we are in 45?
Yes, there's a 5. Item 45. As we have explained concerning the two levels, male and female, in the Rosh of Partzuf Ab, these two emerge in precisely the same manner in the Rosh of Sag. But there, the male level is nearly at the level of Chochmah, as it is from the record of clothing of phase 3, incorporated with the coarseness of phase 2. And the female level is at the level of Bina, from the coarseness of phase 2. Here too, the Partzuf is named solely after the female level, since the male is a Rosh without a Guf. Similarly, in Partzuf Ma of Ak, the male level is nearly at the level of Bina, called the level of Yeshsut, as it is from the record of phase 2 of clothing, incorporated with the coarseness from phase 1, while the female level is only the level of Ziranpin, as it is only phase 1 of coarseness. Here, too, the Partzuf is named solely after the female, meaning Partzuf Ma or Partzuf Vak, since the male is a Rosh without a Guf. You'll find it likewise in all the Partzufim.
Read again.
Again, item 45. As we have explained concerning the two levels, male and female, in the Rosh of Partzuf Ab, these two emerge in precisely the same manner in the Rosh of Sag. But there, the male level is nearly at the level of Chochmah, as it is from the record of clothing of phase 3, incorporated with the coarseness of phase 2. And the female level is at the level of Bina, from the coarseness of phase 2. Here too, the Partzuf is named solely after the female level, since the male is a Rosh without a Guf. Similarly, in Partzuf Ma of Ak, the male level is nearly at the level of Bina, called the level of Yeshut, as it is from the record of phase 2 of clothing, incorporated with the coarseness from phase one, while the female level is only the level of Zeranpin, as it is only phase one of coarseness. Here too, the Partsuf is named solely after the female, meaning Partsuf Ma or Partsuf Vak, since the male is a Rosh without a Guf. You will find it likewise in all the Partsufim.
Shilot.
Questions?
What does it mean that the male is a rush without a goof?
There is no vessels for the continuation of lights like the female. A female is coarseness. The male is clothing. So we have forces of clothing, but no forces of coarseness, meaning for the zivugdak coupling by striking we have. But in order to pull it, to draw it into the partsuf, we don't. No force.
Is there such a reality? How can the Rosh make a calculation if it has no force?
Records. Without records, there is nothing. The main thing is records. Records of Ein Sof, of Galgalta, of Ab. The records determine the continuation. Well, ask.
Does it turn out that each partsuf has two roshes from the incorporation in male and female and female and male? So according to what does the rosh decide?
According to the rosh of coarseness. Because otherwise he doesn't have enough information. He doesn't have the reshimo of aviut, of coarseness. Only accordingly he chooses how much he can receive in order to bestow from the goof to the rosh. And there the light expands.
No.
Who you want?
How can we depict correctly what is the incorporation of records? A record is a record. Yesterday I was at the restaurant and I have this impression of what I tasted and what I ate. And then there's a record of what I pay. So what's the incorporation between them?
That you do a calculation between this and that, because both records are quite opposite. One is from the flavor, another is from the pocket, as you've said. So how can you compare between the two? So once you do according to this, and once you do according to that, and then you compare.
So after incorporation, what changes are there in the record of, for example, the record of clothing? We did this incorporation between the records, and what changes in the record of clothing after the incorporation?
After that, you don't account to a certain reshimo, to a certain record. You already have the inclusion, incorporation.
It doesn't work in separation, it works together.
Yeah, you said it. That's it. Yes, Gilad.
This state that creates a rosh without a goof, is that a hold state?
It's not complete, it just doesn't have enough coarseness to continue the light into the partsuf.
Well,
it's in the cascading from above downward, right? And then when it rises from below upward.
When it rises from down below upwards, it is refinement.
So it needs this state, as it previously said. You always need the next state, right? Which is the rosh of clothing, That's what gives the attraction to the higher next state, right?
He
continues the reception in order to bestow into smaller parts of him, Galgalta, Ab, Sagma, Bon, and so on and so on and so on.
When the created being climbs from below upward, it doesn't reach Galgalta first. It reaches first Ab and then Galgalta, or you could say the clothing of Ab.
How does it happen?
So if, should we say that we need the Rosh of clothing, that it's a certain connection that's made in order to help us later rise to the next state?
I don't understand.
Why is there this Rosh of clothing?
Because there is a desire to receive and a desire to bestow, and out of the comparison become parts of him.
What does that mean in the process of the whole of creation?
Clothing of the light within the vessel, it is the purpose of creation, that the Creator will clothe within all of the creatures.
So it should clothe in their guf, not in their rosh.
No, Rosh is a calculation of each and every degree. And then what there is in the Rosh gets clothed in the Guf.
But here it's Rosh that doesn't dress in the Guf.
Apparently there is some problem here. Not enough coarseness in the Guf. Some limitation, but it cannot be. To have the lights in the vessel without the striking.
Yes, that's clear. What does that add to the whole process of creation, from that process of cascading from above downward and afterwards in the rising from below upward? You need this rush of clothing.
A rush of clothing does the calculation. And then he does the calculation with himself and in the coarseness of the goof. And from these two heads, he has a complete partsuf.
Why isn't it enough to have the rush of coarseness?
He didn't do a calculation on the clothing. So how can it be that there is going to be something here at all? He needs to make a calculation with the pleasure that the host presents before him.
So Rosh of clothing is a condition for the later Rosh.
Of course, first is the Rosh of clothing. He needs to understand what is in front of him, the attitude and relation of the host towards him, his relation towards the host, the connection between them, what they attain one from the other. That's just the process, but the purpose of this entire connection.
So despite Rosh of clothing not having a goof, its implementation of what it reveals there is afterwards in the Rosh of coarseness.
Yes,
the light of clothing, the light of coarseness. And this is how they interact from place to place. Yes, who do we have there in the end?
I suddenly don't understand. Let's say Patsuf Ab, Dalet Gimel, 4-3. So the Dalet is only the clothing in the Rosh. It doesn't expand in the Guf.
Rishimo of clothing does not expand into the goof.
So what does it mean, for example, as we once said, that Patsuf Sag has Reshimot Gimel, which expand until Tabur? I remember once that we had such a thing.
In Sag we have all sorts of outcomes.
Ken.
Soon we'll get to it, we'll clarify.
The records renew in the goof of the Parzuf, but can...
Reshimo are renewed in the rush of the Parzuf.
After this coupling?
After the screen rises to Rosh, there he gets new Reshimo, new record.
So does that mean that he feels also in the Rosh?
In the Rosh, where when he rises, he's included in the light of Ein Sof. Depends on which Ein Sof, but for him it's Ein Sof. There is no limit. And then he makes a calculation for receiving the light in order to bestow.
That's emotion, there's a feeling of the force and the desire of that of the next Parzuf.
Yes.
Is that a feeling in the world of intentions? How do you come closer to that?
It is certainly all its intention in order to bestow. No, or in last.
In relation to the Rosh of coarseness, Rosh of clothing, Rosh of clothing, Rosh of coarseness, and goof. Is that from Aben onward?
Yes.
So what is this? It's as if there are two heads.
Yes, one according to what I want, and the other according to what I'm capable of.
Rosh of Galgalta, before Ab. Rosh of Galgalta. It makes a calculation of how much it has.
There is one head.
What does it make a calculation on? How much it can receive in order to bestow.
Correct.
Afterwards in Ab, where there's a Rosh of clothing, Rosh of coarseness, and afterwards a goof. So the first one, Rosh of clothing. What's the calculation that it makes?
Makes a calculation how much it would like to receive in order to bestow.
And Rosh of coarseness, what calculation does it make?
There is a difference between wants and can. Okay.
No nifa haron.
Apparently, the Parzuf of Ak and the Parzuf of Galgalta needed to receive all the light. It has the clothing of Dalet and the coarseness of Dalet.
If not in order to bestow, he would receive all of the light.
What does that mean? What's this addition that you now said? It has Rishimot of Aviyut Dalit. We call it Dalit Dalit. It has the Aviyut of the Rishimot of Dalit Dalit. So it can make a calculation on all the expansion to Dalit Dalit, and it can receive all the light in order to bestow. Why not?
He has no strength.
But it has the aviyut, the coarseness of the reshimo of Dalet Dalet.
The fact him wanting a reshimo of avi, of coarseness, it doesn't mean that he can.
It's not understood. What?
Lack of intention.
Reshimot of aviyut is what it can, and the reshimot of itlabshut of clothing is what it wants. And so it has that Dalit Dalit.
Galgalta wants to receive all of the light of Ein Sof that occurs around it. Yes?
Yes.
Why can it not receive in order to bestow? Lack of a screen. From lack of intention. There was a restriction that it decided that it receives only in order to bestow. And only in order to bestow that it is checking. it sees that it cannot receive other than 20%. That's it.
Excellent. So should have depicted the system in such a way where the Galgalta starts with the Reshimo of Yud Gimel, of coarseness, phase 3, of the state from the previous one.
No, it cannot. It is working with its desire. It cannot work with a different quality. Rather, only with a quantity.
So why is it depicted as if it has Dalet? Because you take all the parts of him, let's say we take Ab, it has the record of coarseness of phase 3, and the Reshimo of Itlabshut Dalet, and it cannot receive all the light.
של דלת, יש לה רצון, של גימל, יש לה רצון לקבל של דלת. היא רוצה לקבל על מנת להשפיע.
There is no desire of Gimel, but it has a desire of Dalet. It is willing to bestow all of Dalet.
למעשה, לא יכולה יותר מ-20.
But in practice, it cannot other more than 20%. This is why there is a striking, there is a coupling by striking. Otherwise, there would be no striking.
Okay, so how is this behavior, how does it continue to Gimel, to phase 3, to the next parts of, where do we see that same template behaving in the next parts of?
It received in order to bestow 20% of phase 4. That's it. The screen is refined because it does not want to receive any more. It prefers to get rid of all of the light, to bring it up to the head, to enter a new strike, coupling by striking. Maybe it can do something else in order to bestow. And it does it. Receives something in order to bestow more than before. This is called Partsuf Ab.
So why is the coarseness of Ab in the name of Gimel, phase 3?
Because the Aviyut itself is less than before.
So if the Aviyut itself is a level, a previous level, and the Reshimo of Aviyut is how much I am capable, right?
However much you can is less than before.
Capable less than before. So let's say you can receive less than 20% of the ratio.
Much, much less.
So I'll return to my original question. Why is it depicted as if there's this adaptation between the Reshimo of Idlabshut, the Reshimo of Aviyut, and the parts of Galgalta, which apparently it should have been, the whole light of Ensof should have been received in that parts of? Why is it depicted in such a way? Was it, there's this adaptation between them? Because it seems as if it needed to be a complete coupling.
The will to receive in the Galgalta matches precisely to the light of Ein Sof that stands before Galgalta in striking by coupling, in coupling by striking. And there is within Galgalta all of the vessels in order to receive all of the light in order to bestow. It's just lacking a screen.
Then it makes a calculation on Dalet.
Yes.
So it was supposed to receive all the light.
It can't.
It
doesn't have the intention in order to bestow.
But it has the aviyut of b'china Dalet.
A desire.
No.
We said that the Reshimo of Itlabshut is what it's capable of.
It cannot receive in order to bestow.
So this is the logic between in the Partsuf of Galgata. All the Partsuf, it's understood that you have Dalet Gimel, Gimel Bet. There's always this gap between what it wants and what it can. In Partsuf Galgata, that doesn't exist. So that's why I can't grasp it, because Dalet is what it wants and what it gets. It should have everything.
Because to begin with, there is a difference between what the Partsuf wants to receive and what it wants to give. Where does it get the force to give, to bestow? The Partsuf of Galgalta, there is no such thing. It doesn't get it from the Creator. Rather, he gets it from the shame in that he wants to resemble the Creator. It's a completely different force. It's not a natural force that the Creator has created.
So why is it
called with the name Dalet?
Because it is the coarseness of phase four.
So
in the beginning, the coarseness of phase four begins with this lack.
Yes. Yes, so what? So what? The main thing is to bring the creature, end of an action is then in the beginning thought, to bring the creature to a corrected form.
No.
Finish the lesson. What do you have? You're looking at me like I. What am I?
So today, schedule for today, from 12 till 1 p.m. Israel time, afternoon lesson with Rav Leitman. And today, this evening, the study hall will be opened for tens that want to meet during the time of the gathering of friends.
La conexión, los amigos nos levantan. Vamos camino a revelar al Hacedor.
El polvo levantar a la divinidad.
Cuando estamos juntos, el amor florece. Desvanecerá.